Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 20.
The House will come to order. This afternoon's prayer will be offered by Owen Blessing, General Assembly and Rolling Clerk. We'd ask everyone on the floor and in the gallery to stand for the prayer and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. Ms. Blessing.
Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for our duly elected leaders and public servants and for our democratic system. Heal us from our differences and unite us with the common purpose, dedication, and commitment to achieve liberty and justice in the years ahead for all North Carolina citizens. Amen.
Mm-hmm. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Jump from Harnett, Representative Penny, recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for February the 23rd has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Penny moves the journal for February 23rd be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The journal is approved as written. Introduction of bills and resolutions, the clerk will read.
Representative Pless, House Bill 180, adopt Haywood County as Elk Capital of North Carolina.
State government to favorable rules calendar and operations of the House.
Representatives Hardister, Rudow, and Carson Smith, House Bill 181, unclaimed property division changes.
Pensions and retirement to favorable state government to favorable rules calendar and operations of the House.
Representatives Hardister, Rudow, and Carson Smith, House Bill 182, S. Cheat Fund waiver.
State government to favorable finance to favorable rules calendar and operations of the House.
Representative Alexander and Majeed, House Bill 183, WC sole proprietors must have coverage.
Rules calendar and operations of the House.
Representative Pless, House Bill 184, Haywood County occupancy taxes.
Local government to favorable finance to favorable rules calendar and operations of the House.
Representatives Torbett, Blackwell, Zinger, and Wheatley, House Bill 185, clarifying sex ed time frame.
Education K-12, if favorable health, if favorable rules, calendar, operations of the House.
Representatives Davis, Pirtle, Carson Smith, and Abe Jones, House Bill 186, Division of Juvenile Justice, modifications.
Judiciary 1, if favorable state government, if favorable rules, calendar, operations of the House.
Representatives Torbett, Blackwell, Willis, and Wheatley, House Bill 187, equality and education.
Education K-12, if favorable rules, calendar, operations of the House.
Representatives Torbett, Blackwell, Willis, and Wheatley, House Bill 188, standards of student conduct.
Education K-12, if favorable Judiciary 1, if favorable rules calendar and operations of the House.
Representatives Kidwell, Adams, Moss, and Pless, House Bill 189, NC Constitutional Carry Act.
Judiciary 2, if favorable rules calendar and operations of the House.
Representative Potts, House Bill 190, Department of Health and Human Services revisions.
Health, if favorable state government, if favorable rules counter and operations of the House.
Representative Alexander, House Bill 191, popular election.
Rules counter and operations of the House.
Representatives Adams, Clampett, and Moss, House Bill 192, 2023, wildlife resource changes.
Wildlife resources, if favorable appropriations, if favorable rules counter and operations of the House.
Representative Stevens, House Bill 193, various court changes, 2023.
Judiciary 2, if favorable appropriations, if favorable rules counter and operations of the House.
Representative Stevens, House Bill 194, state bar authority for certain fees.
Judiciary 2, if favorable finance, if favorable rules counter and operations of the House.
Representative Ray, House Bill 195, school calendar flexibility, Roanoke Rapids.
Education K-12, if favorable rules counter and operations of the House.
Representative Johnson, House Bill 196, DIT, omnibus law changes.
State government, if favorable energy and public utilities, if favorable rules counter and operations of the House.
Representative Johnson, House Bill 197, broadband changes, DIT.
State government, if favorable energy and public utilities, if favorable rules counter and operations of the House.
Representative Brendan Jones, Shepard, McNeely, and Tyson, House Bill 198, DOT, legislative changes.
Transportation, if favorable finance, if favorable rules counter and operations of the House.
Representative B. Jones, Shepard, McNeely, and Tyson, House Bill 199, DMV, proposed legislative changes.
Transportation, if favorable finance, if favorable rules counter and operations of the House.
Representatives Miller, Penny, and Carson Smith, House Bill 200, LGC, Toolkit 3.
Local government, if favorable finance, if favorable rules counter and operations of the House.
Representative Carson Smith, House Bill 201, DST administrative changes.
Pensions and retirement, if favorable state government, if favorable rules counter and operations of the House.
Representative Moss, House Bill 202, Workforce Development Act of 2023.
Appropriations, if favorable rules counter and operations of the House.
Representatives Wheatley and Carson Smith, House Bill 203, DST Technical Corrections.
Pensions of Retirement and Favorable State Government of Favorable Rules, Calendar and Operations, the House.
Representative Everett, House Bill 204, Term Limits for Legislators.
Rules, Calendar and Operations, the House.
Representatives Penny and Winslow, House Bill 205, Transparent Governance and Integrity Act.
Local Government, if Favorable Finance, if Favorable Rules, Calendar and Operations of the House. Madam Chair is going to direct that House Bill 168, this is the DNCR agency bill. That bill is referred from the Committee on Judiciary 1 and referred to the Committee on State Government with any CRO referrals that were also there to remain in place as well, Mr. Clerk. Members, pursuant to the announcements previously made, no votes today. There will also be no votes tomorrow. There will, however, be votes on Wednesday. To our pages who are here with us, we're going to formally introduce you on Wednesday of this week, but I want to personally extend a welcome to you. I hope you're going to have a great week. We're going to have the way things work with session right now is we're still early in session, and most of the work is happening in committees. So, you know, today there's just a handful of members. Tomorrow you'll see a few more folks here, but not many on the House floor, but there'll be a lot of committee activity. So the page coordinator will be assigning you to work committees. So you'll see most of the committee activity tomorrow. We encourage you to, follow that, pay close attention to it. That's where most of the legislative drafting, in fact, is done. And then on Wednesday, we'll be back in here, and we'll have votes on Wednesday this week and possibly on Thursday this week. But we'll formally introduce you on Wednesday during session, but just wanted to welcome you and hope you guys have a great time while you're with us this week serving as pages. Anything from the clerk? Members, this is important. The clerk has sent an email out, but the panoramic gets just a handful here, but I know there's a number watching. The panoramic photo that's done every year where they bring the camera and take a picture of everybody is going to happen on Wednesday of this week. And so the time for that would be Wednesday at 2 p.m. We will have a Wednesday morning session at that time, which will be no votes on Wednesday. And then all the votes would happen at 2 o'clock, but members should plan to be here at 2 o'clock. That's a date we've agreed on with the Senate so that they can do the panoramic here and do the panoramic in the Senate as well. So we'll also send another follow-up email on that, but wanted to make sure folks heard that from the dais today as well. And tomorrow there'll be no votes during session, be admin session only. Any notices or announcements, anything from the body, anything else from the clerk? Seeing no further business to come before the body, the gentleman from Harnett, Representative Penny, recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House do now adjourn to reconvene Tuesday, February the 28th at 9:30 a.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Penny moves, seconded by Representative Cotham, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Tuesday, February 28th at 9:30 a.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The House stands adjourned.